today in this room, some of you may be empty, not because you haven't been praying, not because you're not connected to God, but maybe you are overloaded. Maybe you can't hear the refreshing of God's spirit that he wants you to hear because you just got too much going on in your life. Maybe God is talking to you, but maybe you're not still enough to hear him while he's talking to you. No. Maybe there is a fresh word that God wants to give you, but because you are so overloaded. And see, this is how the devil beats us, because when we have issues and problems in our lives, there's always a two-prong approach to that problem. If Dr. Mabry here, she would say it's multifactorial. That's her word there. It's multifactorial, which means that we have several different type of things that's going on that's causing a particular problem. See, when we have problems in our lives, we have to look at it from two perspectives, Danny. We first have to look at it as Christians from a spiritual perspective, because everything we experience in our lives has a spiritual root. It has a spiritual origin. And we have to be spiritual enough to understand, wait a minute, this is a spirit that's trying to attach itself to me, or it's a spirit that's trying to hinder me, or it's a spirit. But then we can't be so spiritual that we overlook the practical things in our lives, because everything is not just spiritual. Some stuff is practical. And see, spiritual people just want to pray and think the problem going to go away. But no, you got to pray, then you got to get up and do something about it. Like if you broke, you can't just pray for a job. You got to get yourself up and go look for a job, because it's spiritual and then it's practical. If you're having problems in your marriage, in your home, with your children, yeah, you got to pray for it. You got to rebuke the demon. You got to cast him out. You got to do all of that stuff. But then you got to sit down and work on your communication. You see that? Because it's spirituality. This is the world we live in. We live in a spiritual world, but then we live in a physical world as well. So we have to fight on two different planes. We have to fight from a spiritual perspective, but then we have to fight from a practical perspective as well. That sometimes you're going to have to get up off your knees from praying. You're going to have to take your prayer cloth off, fold it up, sit down, and get yourself on a budget now that these problems in your finances can be resolved. You see that? You see that? And so it is in our lives. We have to take a look at our lives to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to church. Yeah, I'm going to Bible study. Yeah, I'm praying. Why is it that I feel so empty? Why is it I feel so stressed? Let me tell you something about overload and stress. Overload and stress is a sign that something in your life is out of order. How many of you right now, you say you got a little overload going on right now? Lift your hands. Let me see you. Yeah. See, that's a sign. That's a sign. Don't ignore the sign. Okay? Because just like a truck has to be within its weight capacity, you have to be within your load capacity as well. There's some things that you just can't do. See, but because it's going to stress you out. It's going to put more on you. And when you're stressed, when you're overloaded, that's a sign in your life that something is out of order. Because the devil will keep you busy doing stuff. Not getting nothing accomplished, but you got a whole lot of motion. You're just doing stuff. See, and God never called us to be busy. He called us to be fruitful. And so my question to you is, with all of your movement, with all that you have going on, do you have any fruit that's coming from your effort? Because if you don't have any fruit that's coming from your effort, you are just busy, and you're going to stress yourself out with busy work. Busy work. You got so much going on. We live in this society. It's a pressure cooker, y'all. If you are not a functional multitasker, you will get left behind in this world, because there's so much. Single parents, we just honor y'all the other day. I take my hat off to you again, because you got to be flipping so many different things. You got to be doing this. You got to be doing that. And some of you, your life is so pressurized. So much going on. You leave home to get to work, and every light got to sync up, or you're going to be late. That's just how stressful your life is. If one light stay red too long, you're going to be late. Some of you, I see you. You come into church. I'll be looking out my window upstairs. You roll in here on two wheels. I mean, you pull in this church on two wheels. You're getting your coat on. You're getting your Bible together. And you're trying to get here. And guess what? You sit down, and all through praise and worship, we just trying to get your heartbeat down. Because you're so stressed, you're so overloaded, and then you leave and say, the Lord ain't say nothing. Yes, he did. But because we got so much going on, we got to pick this one up from there. I got to get this taken care of. I got to get to the bank before they close. I got to do this. I got to do, whoa. And God is saying, hey, you overloaded. You bought the tip. You got steering problems. You're not going to hear when I say move and when I say turn. You're not going to hear all of that. Because you got so much going on. You driving, you texting, you eating, you listening to the radio. You got all of it. You're putting your makeup on. You got all of this stuff going on at one time. I heard the Lord tell me the other day, he says, we may need to go on an e-fast. An e-fast. Well, we don't do nothing electronic for 24 hours. No texting, no email, no Facebook, no Twitter, no nothing. Just be still and hear God. Because all that stuff overload. And I understand how y'all have so much time to put everything you doing on Facebook. Headed to work, getting the dress, getting in the shower, just got to work. Why they trip? Well, how you? And wonder why you so crazy. You can't help but be crazy. You overloaded. You're trying to do too much. God can't even fit into your schedule. Because you got so much going on. And the devil's just sitting back laughing, like, yeah, go on to church. The devil's like, yeah, go ahead, be in the choir. Your spirit ain't gonna be right. You ain't gonna be effective. You're gonna be there. But you're not gonna be there. You're not going to grow. You're not going to receive everything because you got so much going on. What did we do before we had cell phones? Y'all do know there was a time, but we didn't have no cell phones. I know some of y'all are like, really? No internet? Nothing. When I graduated, I don't remember. We didn't have no internet. You had to go down to the library with the Dewey Decimal System and find your book and pull it out, sit there, and get what you needed to get out of it. Lord is saying, he's saying, watch this, you're overloaded. You got too much going on. And he says, watch this, and what happens is the devil is sitting back looking at you because God, watch this, he doesn't give you the grace to be busy. He gives you a grace to be fruitful. To be fruitful. I remember I used to work and when I used to go to these doctor's offices, there's always was this mean person at the front window. And she used to always act like she was so busy. You come there to see the doctor, and she just going. And then she'll pull the window back. May I help you? Like, you need to be fired. Because you act like you got so much going on, ain't getting nothing accomplished. Still got 1,500 people in the waiting room. You ain't doing nothing. Because we are overloaded. Lift that hand right now and say, I'm overcoming overload. Amen. You cannot live the life that God wants you to live when you're carrying more than you're designed to carry. You're only human. You're only human. Let me give you some things as it relates to being overloaded. Because I hear the Lord saying today, you're going to have a whole new perspective on this. Number one, if you're going to overcome overload, hear what the Lord is saying. You have to slow down. Everybody say, slow down. That's it. Come on, everybody sit up. Sit up. Get some good posture. Sit up. Take a deep breath. Come on. Slow down. Touch your neighbor. Say, slow down. Slow down. Slow down. That some of us, we don't even know what it's like to just sit and be quiet. Ooh, that's so much therapy. Don't say anything to me. Just sit and be quiet. See, because our life is so fast, we wake up ready for drama. because that's how we are. We look in the fuss to fight to get, you know, and when we sitting there this week, our kids were gone, they down in New Orleans, and we waking up like, ain't got nothing to do. Ain't got nobody teeth to brush. You know, nobody type of the change, because you're so custom in this, the world, to just be ready. What? See? We don't know what it's like, because the world system got us so fast, and the Lord is saying, slow down. You killing yourself. You ain't got but a short time here. Enjoy the journey. Everybody say it, slow down. Whatever needs to get done, it's going to get done. Slow down. Appreciate blessed quietness. Boy, I'm talking to somebody right now. Appreciate blessed quietness. Appreciate, you know, sometimes just sitting in the living room without the TV on. The ministry of silence. And this is how we're so empty. This is how we're so depleted. It may not be spiritual. It may be physical. It may be that your nerves bad. See? And when we are, see what he doing? When we are, watch this, all messed up. We can't hear what the Lord is saying. So the Lord is saying, slow down. I want to give you three things you need to slow down in, and then we'll pray. First of all, you need to slow down and make changes for good health. Because you're operating so fast that you can't even make good choices concerning your health. Mm-hmm. Your diet. See, because you're so going. Okay, are we going to take care of that? All right. Thank y'all. Yeah. So, all right, back here. Hey, amen. We good. They're going to handle it. So, what I was talking about? Yeah, that. Making choices for your health. Making good, healthy choices. So you so overworked. Now McDonald's is your personal chef. And you're like, I can't do nothing with these kids. No, you're not. When you're feeding them all that crazy stuff, they always going to be all wired up. See? When was the last time you had 6 glasses of water in one day? You know when you had 6 Cokes in one day. Yeah. See, what we cannot do, listen, we cannot assist the devil in attacking our bodies. And that's what many of us do by living this overloaded life. We assist the devil. We got so much going on. We don't eat right. We don't exercise right. And so we can't slow down enough to make healthy choices. What you mean you don't have time for your body? This is the only one you're going to get. When this one, it dissolves, you have another one, but it's made in heavenly places. See? And the Lord is saying, slow down. Make some good choices. Get some rest. God has ordained us to rest. Hear me, you busybodies. It is all right to tell them, I ain't coming to work tomorrow. I'm resting a long weekend. I ain't saying do that every week. I'm just saying every now and again, you got to get away and get some rest. See? Because we're burning a candle at both ends. So much going on, and now we can't even refresh ourselves and rejuvenate ourselves because we're making so many unhealthy choices. Let me ask you a question. Does your weekend end your week, or does all your days just run together? Do you wake up Sundays and like, what day is today? Because Saturday feels the same as Monday. Whenever you overload it, you underperform. You know what happens too? When a truck is overloaded, it burns more fuel. And when you are overloaded, you never get your energy. You never get your passion because you have so much going on. Somebody say, slow down. Turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 127. Slow down. Some things you just have to give to God. Okay? Some things you just have to give to God. You have to put some attention on your health. Make healthy choices. Slow down. Slow down. That's what I hear God saying. Pump your brakes. Slow down. Look what the Bible says in Psalm 127 and verse number 2. I want you to hear this now. Because some of us, man, that's all we really need. You don't need nobody to lay hands on you. You don't need no oil. You don't need no deliverance service. You just need some good old rest. Look what happened here in Psalm 127 and verse number 2. You have it? Say, I got it. Look what it says. It is vain, empty, unfruitful. That's what that word vain means. For you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved what? Sleep. That you so stressed and overloaded, you can't even go to sleep. You're just eating the bread of sorrows. Oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. I don't know what I'm going to do about this. And, oh, it's 2:30. I don't know what I'm going to do about them. You're eating the bread of sorrows. You're not receiving rest. You better pray that God gives you the ability to release some stuff into his hands. See, you're not getting rest, and now you're 40, but you look like you're 55. Why? Because you're not getting the proper rest you need. And the Bible says, he who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. God going to be up, so why don't you go to sleep? Well, I got so much going on, but the Bible says it's vain for you to sit up or to wake up all early and to stay up all late worrying. Slow yourself down and get some rest. Them children going to be all right. Put them in the hands of the Lord. The money going to be all right. If you ain't got it, staying up late ain't going to make you have it anyway. Put it in the hands of the Lord. Okay? If you got trouble, issues going on, staying up late ain't like you're going to get a revelation at midnight. Because God will speak at midnight just like he'll speak at 9 a.m. You have to make some changes for good health.